Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good evening. The show begins tonight with concern for the incoming in Dubai, the Emirates, because my correspondent Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, was speaking, as he spoke with Bill, Rajo, and myself, from a high-rise looking out over Dubai, where incoming rockets are not infrequent. And Hussein tells me the danger is that the shredded rocket pieces from the intercepts rain down on people. However, I'm told that in Dubai, they're still going to the movie theaters. They wander around. They don't spend a lot of time in shelters, if any. I asked Hussein to back away from the plate glass window a little bit while we talked. However, the new normal, rockets' red glare. The larger story is that the Iran war has no end game, or that is what Peter Baker in the New York Times and Gideon Rachman in the Financial Times both observed, and many others have followed them these last hours, asking what is the plan after blowing up and breaking and crashing and disassembling and decapitating. What is the plan? Seems to be something like the people will rise up and take control of their government. My reading of history is that that seems a shortcut and a fairy tale. Magical thinking, I think, the way it should be expressed. Let's take an example. In the 17th century, colonists came from all over Britain and Ireland to the New England colony, Massachusetts Bay, and to the Virginia, the Tidewater colonies, and eventually to the Caribbean colonies. Those were poorly maintained because of the difficulties with disease. But the New England colonies and the Virginia Tidewater colonies prospered. However, they did not start a spontaneous revolution. That required a lot of skill and luck in the late 18th century, the so-called founders. And what led the founders to this idea? It was taxation, not brutality, not fear-mongering. Eventually, when the British did challenge the leadership such as it was in Boston and Philadelphia and Virginia, the challenge was inadequate and incomplete, and Parliament never really had its heart in it. The King did, King George. He wanted to retain his New England colonies and his Tidewater colonies. Didn't work out, but it wasn't a spontaneous rising of people marching in the streets. It was extremely calculated, took a long time, and even when it was settled, there was routine violence along the frontier, and a nation to conquer. Now, 1783, when they signed the peace treaty in Paris, that was the greatest transfer of property ever imagined. Into the hands of the now founders was a larger landmass than France, Britain, and Spain put together. You can add some more countries in there. In any event, it didn't happen spontaneously. It was practiced over many years, and perhaps we begin that, to move from the brutality of the Islamic Republic and false promises. There are other discussions tonight, but that is the centerpiece of the concern, because the Houthis have not participated yet and can. They've condemned the American attack. The Hezbollah brigades have participated around the margins out of Iraq. They were responsible for the massacres in January, to my understanding. The Syrians are staying out of it. They've got their own problems. But they could be in it any day, because they're made up of ethnic tribes that have sympathy for the ethnic tribes of Iran, chiefly the Kurds. So there are a lot of unfinished starts to this war, and there are very unclear ends to this war. I mentioned, perhaps it'll all work out. Right now, the U.S. is enjoying overwhelming superiority and pretty much crashing and burning and blowing up anything they want. I watched a video tonight of a missile strike on a non-moving ship of the Iranian Navy. Gone. Just center blast. Didn't look like a very difficult shot. there wasn't any resistance that I could see. It was an empty dock when it was struck. And a fireball, and the ship sank. Okay. Other topics tonight are all dominated by the question of Iran. So it's Iran, Iran, Iran. There is the question of what about Ukraine? Unfinished war. What about Venezuela? Unfinished conflict. What about Cuba? Just beginning to make that an unfinished conflict. And I'm not checking the boxes in East Asia. That itself has a lot to say about unfinished confrontation with the People's Liberation Army, whom I'm told by my colleague Rick Fisher certainly are maintaining connections and communications with Tehran as the so-called war goes forward. It is difficult to see the end, and I look for it. The reputation of the U.S. is we are really good on opening rounds, really good. War endings are very difficult for anyone, especially for the U.S., because we get involved in the politics of resolving it. I would say that we are going to be involved in Iran for a long time and have been before. The U.S. has intervened several times in Iranian affairs in the 20th century and now in the 21st. Other topics tonight take a back seat. There was a conversation pretty much with Malcolm Hoenlein about how it's going in Jerusalem. They've taken some bad hits. They've got casualties. Whole buildings have fallen down with one strike. And we're told the Iranians have not used their best rockets, their cruise missiles, that can penetrate air defenses much better than the missiles they're firing now, which are ballistic and come in from the top. The cruise missiles don't. They skim across the land and strike almost without much warning. Days ahead, Iran has a large arsenal, and Larijani, the man who was the National Security Advisor, now is leading a temporary body, they have names for it, of leadership, says that he's not looking to surrender, no surrender, which you would expect from the ideological basis of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you for listening. We'll turn to the wider world as it watches the war in Iran in these next days. Good night.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.